You are now listening to the English News of Gangneung Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of August 7, the Secretary of Gangneung City Party Committee, Mr. Nguyen Wang-hyu, chaired a meeting of the Standing Committee of the City Party Committee to give opinions on multiple reports of the city. The delegates discussed and commented on activities to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Gangneung becoming a centrally run city associated with the New Year celebration. Mr. Nguyen Wang-hyu advised that in order to promote the events, the Propaganda Department, the Department of Information and Communications, and the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism expand their ties with the national news media. According to the Department of Finance proposal for the project to increase Gangneung City budget revenue from 2023 to 2025, it is clear that trying to meet the target of resolution number 35 of the City People Council is 68,600 billion Vietnam dong. Mr. Nguyen Wang-hyu expressed his appreciation for the project's efforts and stated that, in light of the budget limits, the project's main goals are to increase revenue, clear project bottlenecks, and more importantly, enhance the environment for investment, at the same time, resolving legal concerns with regard to financing, land, and encouraging development investment. On the afternoon of August 7, Mr. Nguyen Ngoc Hae, Vice Chairman of Gangneung City People Committee and a number of departments and branches of the city received Mr. Mark Tattersall, Deputy Ambassador of Australia in Vietnam. Mr. Mark Tattersall hoped that this visit will help to solidify and advance the cooperative ties between Australia and Vietnam. Australia will also assist provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta in adapting to climate change. On the morning of August 8, the delegation attended the 11th Trade Union Congress of Gangneung City, term 2023-2028, including 260 delegates who came to pay tribute to Uncle Ho at Ninh Kiều Wharf. Ms. Lê Thị Sương Mai, the 2018-2023 term chairwoman of Gangneung City Confederation of Labor, gave Uncle Ho an update on the accomplishments of the City Trade Union during the previous term. Notably, they have mandated that trade unions at all levels carry out their representative roles, safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of union members and employees, and link trade unions' activity to their primary professional responsibility, fostering a sense of responsibility towards the grassroots. On August 7, the Ministry of Transport coordinated with the People Committee of Sopchang Province to organize a workshop on investment in Zhengde Seaport. Attending were representatives of central ministry and branches, leaders of provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta, businesses and investors. Mr. Nguyễn Xuân Sang, the Deputy Minister of Transport, stated that by the end of 2023, the ministry will have finished planning for the seaport water in the area and the province of Sopchang for submission to the government for approval. When implemented, Zhengde Port will be linked to the expressway network, which will help the Mekong Delta and the overall economy of the country grow. On August 7, Gangneung City People Committee held a meeting to discuss the management of Phạm Văn Trà Study Promotional Fund. According to Mr. Nguyễn Thực Hiện, the Phạm Văn Trà Study Promotional Fund efficient administration is crucial for the development and promotion of local talent in order to ensure the fund's transparency and effectiveness in keeping with the tenet and goals that led to its inception. The Board of Directors will make every effort to manage and use the money effectively. Relevant departments will work together with Phạm Văn Trà Study Promotional Fund to examine and complete the legal foundation for the Management Council's review to organize the inaugural scholarship granting this August. According to the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development of Gangneung City, so far farmers in the area have sown more than 62,740 hectares of autumn-winter rice in 2023, reaching 104% of the plan. A comprehensive and unified digital administration platform for the entire city, network information security, and the four legal framework are some of the strengths that enable Gangneung City to achieve a breakthrough in digital transformation. Accordingly, the DTI 2022 of Gangtung City has a value of 0.6924, ranking 5th out of 63 provinces and city nationwide, up 10 places compared to 2021. To inform residents and businesses about the city digital transformation initiative, Gangtung City currently maintains a separate page on the topic. This page features at least one news item every week. In addition, the city has a YouTube channel where it frequently posts video tutorials to help individuals apply for online public services, make payment online. Additionally, the city hosts several conferences, seminars, and events on transformation for large enterprises at all levels and has essentially finished developing the legislative foundation for it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.